Hiya, is that Foxy?
It is indeed.
Hiya, all right.
You're through to the right person.
Yes,
Julie,
yes.
I've got your Foxy Fix-It letter here.
Right, okay.
And, wow, what a story. You've written it all about your daughter, Katie.
Yes.
How old is Katie?
She's 16.
16 years old. Right, okay. Yes, Julie, yes. Tell the people listening right now your situation, what's happened over the last few years.
Katie's dad got ill at the beginning of November, and he was admitted into hospital on the 2nd of November. And then, unfortunately, a couple of days later, we was told that, you know, that he was seriously ill and that he'd only got a few days left to live. And he died on the 11th of November of last year, so about 3.5 months ago. And during that time that he was ill, he was in the hospital, and me and Kate sort of visited every day. And Katie was brilliant with him. She fed him and read to him and helped him take his tablets and just stopped with him. She wouldn't leave him. Then, obviously, on the day before he died, we was at the hospital then for 24 hours. She wouldn't leave his side, and she was with him. And after he died, she helped to arrange his funeral. And she's just been brilliant. You know, she's going through a really tough time herself, but she's just sort of just been so brave, so courageous, so loving about everything. And she's going through her GCSEs at the moment as well, and obviously she had to take some time off school, but she's gone back to school and she's made plans to do all the work that she's missed out on, and she's got her a plan and sorted herself out, applied for college while all that was going on as well.
She sounds like the bravest girl I've ever heard of.
She's really brave, not just thinking about herself. She's thinking of other people, you know, like she promised her dad that she would look after his mom, her gran, and she does that. She goes and stops with her gran every week and phones her up and, you know, makes sure she's got her shopping in and things like that.
You read through the letter and there's a bit towards the end which you kind of it takes you down and makes you sad, but then it made me laugh when you say, we listen to Foxy Fix-It every week and we joke about that. Katie has written in and it's going to be her turn this week and blah, blah, blah. And now it is her turn. It's Katie's prom soon, isn't it?
It is, yeah, in June.
Which is a momentous thing for children, isn't it? I remember my school prom was awesome. So, look, we've sorted something out and...
Can I just tell you this as well about her prom dress?
Yeah.
Because her dad used to do the lottery all the time and the bonus ball. And he'd put some money on and I had a phone call. He'd died like the week before and I had a phone call and he'd won the bonus ball. He won £245 and Katie got that money. And it's paid for her prom dress. So her dad's actually paid for her prom dress, which is like brilliant.
No, it's amazing.
Mm.
We're going to give her a call now.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
Hello?
All right, Kate.
All right.
All right. I just wanted to let you know, Katie, that I know it's a difficult time for you at the moment, but I love you loads, and I think you're really brave. And I'm really proud of you, and you're going to turn out to be a beautiful young lady.
Oh, no.
I just want to tell you that. I think you're beautiful.
Katie, this is a little bit weird, but it's Foxy and Juliana here from BR&B.
Oh, my God.
A little birdie tells me that you listen to our show every morning.
Yeah.
And apparently you and your mum, Julie, joke about the Foxy Fix-It and that one day you're going to get your mum. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Katie? Your mum's just told the whole of Birmingham what a wonderful and brave little girl you are.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? Katie, you can't see me right now, but I'm saluting you, right? Because I can't believe at your age how brave and how wonderful and what a support you've been to all your family over the last few months. I think you're absolutely amazing, all right? And coming up very soon is your school prom.
Yeah.
Have you got a date for that yet?
No.
We're going to
say... The 29th
of June. I did mean a boy. Well, listen, Katie, we've fixed something nice for you.
Yeah.
And I know that your mum is very proud of you. So what we're going to do is just before your school prom, we are going to send you to an amazing place. They call themselves Matthew James in Dickie.